They were like on the goal line talking about it, the 5-yard line. And coach couldn't go all the way down there. So I go back to talk to him. He's like, get down there and go talk to him. So I run down there and I'm like, look, I couldn't even get around him. He was screening me. Blah, blah. And I think I deserve an Oscar too because he screened me. And the first one I tried to fight around it. And I think that's why they didn't throw the flag, because I did make an attempt to get around it. But the second one, he screened me and I think I might have held him and kind of just went like this back and forth, like he was, like it was basketball. So they talked about it through the flag, and we were fortunate enough to get away from it. He still kicked the field goal, which is impressive. I swear that ball was not going in, and just got up in the wind and just curved right in. I was feeling no good, and then it went in. So it was crazy, man.
How much politicking did you have to do with the officials there?
You know, I didn't do much. They don't listen to me. They were all discussing it, and, you know, players had to run up and talk, and they're just like, get away. So, I tried to throw my 2 cents in there, and I don't know if they really listened to me or not.
I mean, it looked like, though, that it was a legit pick, though.
Yeah. I felt like the first one was, too, but like I said, I made an attempt to get around it, which kind of hurt me. Because it didn't look as bad as the second one, but the second one, like I said, he screened me and I just stood there, and you know they talked about it and like I said through the flag.
Were you hoping that there was a flag on that second one?
Yeah, I was hoping for the flag on the first one. You never want to give a touchdown, let alone you know, if you get beat, that's one thing. But if you get, you know, those pick plays just are as a defensive player, it's just. To me, it's cheating. It's like, come on, man. Like, but it's the game of football. They ran a good play on the first one. Wasn't called, so tried to come back again, and I got away. Or they didn't get away with that. The second one.
What were those emotional swings like in the huddle?
It was crazy, man. That whole drive before that. It was 4-down territory. We knew they were gonna go for it on 4th down, and we were stopping them on, you know, 3rd down, then. They had that 4th down. They might have had 3 of them on that drive, just converting on it. It's just it's difficult. But you know, our offense did an awesome job. Backing them, and making them back up, and in overtime we got the I think it was 3 and out, and I think it was 1st down. And then they put the ball back to us, and offense was able to go out there and make some plays. Man, That's good football for us.
Where were you when Deshaun breaks into the free, and kind of what was your reaction?
I think I was already on like the opposite 30, like doing like dives and stuff in the snow. We could have got called for 12th man on the field because I ran out there so fast. But we were just we're happy to get the victory. It didn't see, you know, time wise, it wasn't a long game because, you know, it was a lot of running, clock was just ticking, but. Getting beat with that wind out there was brutal. So we're happy to get the victory and to walk away with win number 7.
You never had a snow game like that.
Oh, no. I have played in, you know, a few snow games. Shamarco, you know, was on the Steelers, and I was in Green Bay when they came to us. One time it was pretty bad late in December. I played in some playoff games that were just brutally cold, but that much snow, no, that was something I, you know, would have did at my house back in Ohio when we had a snow day. Like that was crazy out there.
What was it like? I mean, how much different did it make the game?
You said what?
How much different did it make the game?
It was tough. You know, if you watch the film, I felt like I was running. Like the linemen were in the same speed as me. I was trying to get through it. You know, they would cover off where they would remove the snow from the yard lines, but in between that, it was like 2 feet deep. So you get the run in, and then you'd hit the yard line and be like, oh, I can plant. But yeah, it was difficult, man. I fell a few times. Thank God they didn't throw it my way, because that would have been bad. But you know, they had to plan it also. So it was brutal for the both of us.